some people still push toxic pesticides and synthetic fertilizers, things they learned 30 years ago. Well, Howard Garrett will talk about things he learned 30 years ago, but also things he learned last year and yesterday. So here he is, your host, the natural organic scientist, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. We are ready to get going here, talking a little gardening, landscaping. Mary Rose ready to take calls in there. Logan's not here. He's somewhere else, but Mary Rose will take your call at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. Nice weather here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It was a little breezy a couple of days, but we were having some sunshine, which some people have had a little problem with. I was talking to Bob Webster on his show, as always, yesterday, and apparently there's some issues with the growing operations, getting plants to be mature enough to have good show and have on the market because of cloudy conditions. There's not enough direct sun. We really haven't had that problem here. We've had some cloudy weather, but apparently in some areas where the growing operations are, it's been cloudy so much it's kept the plants back a little bit. Getting the plants small and compact before they're starting to bloom, no problem at all. They'll pop out and do well. In fact, the more compact they are, the better. Those that you would want to avoid are on the other end of the spectrum when plants have been out too long and jammed together and have gotten tall and leggy and all. Those are the ones that you won't have as good of luck with. Some of the last petunias that I planted myself came, hadn't started blooming yet. So kind of, I think this advice that Bob started talking about is right. Not a lot of flowers, but compact growth, which is really good. So go ahead and get the cool season things out. For most of you listening out there, you can plant pretty much everything. Can you plant tomatoes and peppers? We're in zone 8 here and below us, probably. Keep the floating row cover handy and all that. But worst thing that can happen, you lose a few plants and have to plant again. Little transplants are not that expensive. Really had fun yesterday in Denton. We did a personal appearance at D&L Farm and Home there. Great place. Really, really a neat farm store. Garden center. It's a Dirt Doctor destination. Got all the products that I've been talking about. And we had a nice crowd. Sold some art and some books and raised some money for TORC, Texas Organic Research Center. And as I've been telling you, we're doing more and more of that. I got several coming up that I'll tell you about. And you can check dirtdoctor.com and click on the appearance button there and see the details of my talks. Most of them, yesterday we did a talk. We didn't do a slideshow. We were out on the porch, which was nice. It was just very pleasant weather. And just answered questions. So I'll be doing that at some of the appearances, and some of the appearances we'll be doing presentations, slideshow, and the basic program information, the latest stuff there, and pest control. Most of the questions yesterday were related to pest control. So, you know, that's on a lot of people's minds. The other one was how to get started, people wanting to get going in this natural organic approach. And so we talk about those two things. And, of course, trees. I have a hard time not talking about trees. So, but anyway, those of you in the Denton area, D&L Farm, great place. If you, especially if you're into chickens and animals like that, they really had a lot of little chicks and advice and help along those lines, as well as the gardening stuff. But we're delighted that they and a lot of other retailers are getting into this natural organic approach. There's still more of the chemical products and advice and recommendations out there than the organic, but we're making some headway. It's, you know, it's butting heads with some mighty big companies that have mighty big advertising budgets, and the universities are pretty much on that side too. I want to tell you something related to universities that I've got coming up next weekend, in fact. But first, my tea. Hope you made some yourself. I enjoyed some coffee first thing this morning. As I always do, I grind my own fresh organic beans. Allegro, I was going to throw that out on the air, as a matter of fact. What kind of coffees do you guys out there like a lot? I found this at Whole Foods. It's called Allegro, and it's an organic blend. Good price point, and it was a new one for me. But I grind my own beans and make the coffee that way. I usually start the day with that and then do the teas later on. Herb tea more than the black tea. I sometimes have black tea, regular tea, and iced tea, in other words, at lunch. But the herb teas in the morning, of course, that's what I drink during the show here. And if you haven't tried this one, it's really very simple. It's very calm, very one of my most usual teas. Lots of fresh ginger, both a squeeze and rind of a fresh organic lemon, and then a teaspoon, kind of a heaping teaspoon full of a nice organic raw honey. And it's very good. If you haven't tried that, give it a shot. Let's see what else I need to tell you along those lines. One of the things that we've, as you know, if you've been listening to the show, we've started doing is showing off the art that I'm doing. Call it our organic art. For a couple of reasons. One is the way I design my art, the way I do my art, it's organic. It starts off sometimes with a thought and sometimes just with some colors and let it grow organically on the canvas or on the board. I do a lot of painting on scrap lumber, actually, panels of plywood and various boards. And then I like that. I like the canvas as well, so we do a little bit of both. And sometimes we take scrap lumber and actually glue it together and create palette, create media to paint on. Gives it a little bit more texture. Some of the boards that I've used, some of the things that I used early on were Masonite and the press board. And I liked it because they're light and easy to handle and everything. But there's one interesting problem with them, and that is that they warp. And so it's going to work out fine because putting those pieces of art in what's called floating frames will solve that problem. But anyway, it's fun. At the next event, which is in Mount Pleasant, Texas, I'll probably have a few pieces there to show off, but I'll also have some albums that Logan started when we did the last Mother Earth news fair. And it shows off a wide range of what we've been doing. So if you see anything you like, we'll have some information about the pricing and that sort of thing. You can buy maybe a few pieces at the event, but you can get information about how to contact us about other pieces. And again, the money from the art and the books through us supports the nonprofit Texas Organic Research Center, which is a 501c3. It's a tax deduction when you go there. Go that route. Let's see what else I need to tell you about. There's a lot of conversation out there by the chemical boys on pre-emergent herbicides that I need to inject. Even if I recommended the toxic pre-emergence, you know, the weed and feed, the pre-emergence and all that kind of thing, The weed and feed products are never a good recommendation. There's none of us that recommend those, so stay away from those. The Scotts Bonus S, pick on them because they're the gorilla in the room. But there are other chemical companies that have some version of weed and feed fertilizers, and none of them should be used. Weed and feed fertilizers that are chemical have to have ingredients in them for weed control and for fertilizer, and those things are not designed to go out at the same time. So, you know, even if you don't have any problem with the toxicity issue and the salt issue of the fertilizer, hurting the biological activity in the soil. And, yeah, that's why we dislike the synthetic fertilizers. They're very injurious to the life in the soil. The key thing we're trying to do is get the soil healthy, thus the roots of the plants healthy, thus stress-free plants, thus very few insect and disease problems and great production. But we also don't recommend the chemical pre-emergence. They're toxic. They do damage to the life in the soil, and you don't need to do them. Plus, there's one other small problem. The weeds that you're going after have already germinated. So I'll talk more about that when I come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant. It's used by every cell in the human body, and it's especially vital for reducing the risk of heart disease. RegActive's cardio wellness formula contains other ingredients that help maintain healthy cholesterol levels, support healthy heart muscle tissue, and help improve the lining of your veins and arteries all throughout your body. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive cardio wellness formula at fine natural product retailers across the United States.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number, and jump on in here. I've got some stuff to do, but not a whole lot, and we'll chat about what's going on in your garden, and if you have any questions about anything at all, pest control, landscaping, gardening, composting issues, tree care. People are asking me about is it too late? Are we too much into the spring to prune certain trees? I'll get into that to a degree myself, but if you have any questions, just give us a call, 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. My next appearance that you'll see if you go to go to DirtDoctor.com and click on appearances, and there's a couple of things that are coming up that you might want to take a look at if you've got any interest in my talks. The next one is it's going to be on a Thursday, and then, the next one is. Yeah, Thursday, March the 28th, and then we've got one coming up on the 23rd. Yeah, it's 23rd, and then the 28th is the one on a Thursday. So the next one will be the one over in Mount Pleasant, and it's the Cypress Basin Plant Sale and Garden Show. It's in Mount Pleasant. It's their 10th annual event. And it's my second time with them. Had a great time there. It was a really good show. I was very impressed. It surprises some people because it's a Master Gardeners deal. Master Gardeners associated with, you know, A&M, and usually we don't get that involved with them. But these people were very interested. I'm the keynote over there and for them, and looking forward to it. I'll be speaking Saturday 1 to 2:30 of talk, and then a book signing. But it's a jam-packed little show. They've got wonderful plant selections. If you are still looking for your vegetable garden or herb garden plants and you're in the Mount Pleasant area, that's something I recommend. They have a lot of stuff. And last year they had some very unusual plants. I got some stuff myself and was very interested in the whole thing there. They sold out of a few of the things that I was going to get myself. I waited around too long. And they have some native plants and some little trees and shrubs and things like that that are kind of hard to find. So those of you that have time to come to the show, please do and come by and say hello. I will be doing a slideshow and a lecture there and hanging around answering questions and all that kind of thing. The next one that happens the next Thursday is at Lakewood Country Club in Dallas. And it is, let's see if I'm right. I think that's right. It's March the 28th, and it's at Lakewood. If you click on, again, dirtdoctor.com and the appearance button, it'll take you to a little window that'll tell you what the email address is and the phone number you can call. It is open to the public, but you've got to sign up in advance. And so giving them a call, that's the White Rock Lake Foundation, and it's an environmental awareness dinner. So if you can come to that, I'd be delighted for you to do that. And I'll be doing a talk there, a keynote for that. There'll be some other speakers as well at that event too. But just, again, go to dirtdoctor.com, click on appearances. When you go, when you scroll down to below the fold, the middle part of the homepage of the website, you'll see a bunch of words in columns there. Those are all buttons. And the one that says appearances is the one that will take you to the various events where I'll be making appearances. So look forward to seeing you there. Okay, back to the weed control. The pre-emergents that are being recommended are things like Baylan and Halts and Dimension and things like that. There are others. There are others under the names of the big chemical companies, you know, various kinds of things. And even if I recommended those toxic chemical products, there's a little problem with wasting your money there, because we've had an awful lot of warm weather, and a whole lot of those weed seed that those things are supposed to help with have already germinated. So you're going to be wasting your money putting out a toxic product and not controlling the weeds that you're after. Crabgrass and grass burrs, yeah, they take warm weather to germinate, but we've had warm weather. We've had some very warm weather, so a lot of that stuff has already happened. If you want to buy something that I would recommend that might give you a little help in that regard, if some of those weed seed have not germinated yet and will definitely give you some benefit as a fertilizer, it would be corn gluten meal. Corn gluten meal put out at about 2 pounds per 100 square feet if you're doing a small area. Or if you're doing a larger area, it's 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. And nice thing, we were talking about this yesterday at the event, nice things about the organic products is you don't have to be precise about how you put them out. We had some talk about how to set the fertilizer spreader yesterday. And there's an easy way to set the fertilizer spreader for organic products. You open it wide open in most cases, and then walk one direction and then walk 90 degrees to that, and that puts out generally the organic products at about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. And if it's not exactly that, it's really no big deal. Telephone number here is 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Website's dirtdoctor.com. We'll talk a little bit more about turf issues and get into trees a little bit and all that kind of thing, and then work your questions and calls in as we go. And website again is dirtdoctor.com. I'll be back right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Take this message to heart. RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula provides groundbreaking support for heart health. RegActive supports glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant, which is used by every cell in the human body and is especially vital for heart health. Glutathione affects how the body processes LDL cholesterol in a healthy fashion and ultimately supports the health of the heart by helping to improve the lining of the veins and arteries throughout the body. RegActive's Cardio Wellness Formula contains other heart-healthy nutrients that contribute in different ways to help reduce the risks of cardiovascular disease, such as B vitamins, including B5, which helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels in the normal range, and ubiquinol, the active coenzyme Q10, which supports healthy energy production in heart muscle tissue. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula online and at fine natural products retailers across the United States.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All right, Howard, back with you. And the tree pruning that we talk about just a little bit there, the main question I've been getting lately, is it too late? Are we too far into spring to do pruning? And the answer is no. You can prune all the trees, shade trees and ornamental trees and things like that you want to. If you have a flowering tree, you certainly don't want to be cutting the tips back and doing a whole lot of pruning and fouling up the flowers. So you might wait now, since we're into at least bud soil, pink bud, and even flowering in some cases, wait till the flowering is all gone. The only two that you might want to wait on totally, though, are red oaks and live oaks. Red oaks and live oaks in the spring, when they're putting out their new growth and they've got sap moving all over the place, and they're really actively growing. That's the time when the vector that's talked about the most for oak wilt is active, and it's probably, I'm a little cavalier about it in some cases on my own trees, but for the most part, folks ought to wait through the spring and get into hot weather before they prune the red oaks and live oaks, just as a precautionary thing related to the oak wilt. which is, you know, in some parts of the South, Texas, all over some parts of Central and South Texas, it's a pretty big deal. There is a cure for it. There's no question about it. Our sick tree treatment works. If you kick up the health of the soil and the health of the biological activity in the plants, in the sap of the plants, oak wilt can be cured, especially if it's caught early enough. If it's gone too far, the root system's already gone. We can't bring it back from the dead, but catching things early on. And of course, the overall organic program and the sick tree treatment is a great preventative that works far better than any of the chemical sorts of things. So the pruning's okay. No flush cuts ever. Flush cuts cut the branch collar off, and that's the healing device. And you need to be really careful when you're making pruning cuts, especially in the spring. If you have to do it, or if you're going to do pruning in the spring, it's easier for this damage to happen. You need to be very careful to do the three-step cut or some version of it, so you have a cut underneath the limb before you make a, you know, the top cut that could, because of its weight, pull down and rip the bark. So you need to make sure you don't allow that to happen, because that really sets up, when you rip the bark at the, on the bottom of a cut because you weren't careful, that sets up a perfect place, perfect condition for disease to get started. It also fouls up the branch collar's ability to form nice uniform callus as it regrows over the cut. So be real careful about that. We've got drawings and also photographs in my books on dirtdoctor.com and everything about how to do that properly. So if you're doing it yourself, you need to know how to do it. If you're hiring somebody, make sure there are people that will be careful about that. In fact, that'd be one of the things to interview them about when you talk to a potential arborist, to ask them if they believe in flush cuts. If they say they do, you know, say goodbye and go talk to somebody else. What they want to say, the dialogue you want to have, is that they preserve branch collars. Whether you use pruning paint or not is up to you. I don't, for the most part. If you do, the product called Lac Balsam is the one that the really good arborists use. It's an imported product. I think it's made in France, in fact. And it's the best because it stays pliable. It stays soft and flexible, and it breathes. And that's kind of why I don't use pruning paint too much, because there's a lot of research backing this up, just not my anecdotal stuff, that the pruning cuts will heal much better, much quicker, and much better, a better quality heal if you don't use pruning paint. The pruning paint, going back to Dr. Shigo years and years ago, has been shown to slow down the healing process. Does it help with keeping vectors away that might spread disease? Yeah, probably, maybe. We don't know for sure. A lot of universities and people in the tree business certainly still recommend that, but that's a call that you need to make. For sure, don't use black paint or tar products or something like that. Use the Lac Balsam or shellac. Some people will use shellac, and it's kind of okay. I'd recommend that you paint the center of the cut to just get the fragrance of the shellac there to help repel things. Don't paint it out on the edge where the callusing, you know, is going to form to heal over that wound. The thing that you have to understand about trees is that when they're wounded, and I've seen some damage lately, so this is a pretty good topic to talk about a little bit more maybe. We've had a lot of wind lately, and some of the trees that were pruned improperly, and, you know, have been ripped and busted and torn and all that kind of thing. And what you have to understand is that a tree, or any woody plant for that matter, I guess any plant period, doesn't have the ability to heal a wound. Like when we get a cut, you know, it heals. a tree, it doesn't heal. It stays there. It just simply gets grown over. It's called compartmentalizing it. The tree grows tissue over the wound. It can be a really bad wound, too, and it grows over it, and it gets strong again, and that's how it heals. So if you put something on it that's a black pruning paint or, you know, a tar or something like that, it's going to just slow down that process. If you've had some big damage, if you've had a limb rip off because of a wind damage or something like that, the thing to do, if you do it yourself, if you hire an arborist, you know, you can have this kind of a conversation too. You want to clean up the jagged edges, the jagged part of the damaged area, but be very careful not to prune into the good, healthy tissue of the tree any farther. In other words, you don't want to make it worse than it was. Just cut the jagged, rough stuff away, clean it up. Then I would splash some hydrogen peroxide on the wound. It functions to kill bacteria. You don't need to do it over and over again. We actually want bacteria and biological activity to be happening and be healthy in the sap of the tree, like I was mentioning about the oak wilt. But doing it one time, splashing it on there one time, is a good thing to do. Just like, I'll talk about tree planting and hydrogen peroxide use there later. We'll work that in as we can. But the next thing on damage on a tree, besides the hydrogen peroxide, is to put the tree trunk goop on the wound. Now, this is an optional deal. You don't have to do it, but if you do it, it probably is worth the time and the effort. The tree trunk goop is a mix. There's two formulas. One of the formulas, which I've been recommending for a long, long time, we dreamed up a long time ago, is a mixture of equal amounts of three things: compost, soft rock phosphate, and diatomaceous earth, natural diatomaceous earth. Now, sometimes the soft rock phosphate is a little bit hard to find. Fireplace ashes can be used instead of the soft rock phosphate. The natural diatomaceous earth, if you use azomite, that's an even better technique. In fact, the second formula is something we've been playing around with here for a while, is to use a compost, a good quality compost. We've even done some experiments with earthworm castings. The Texas Worm Ranch is extremely high quality worm castings, and the azomite 50-50. And in both cases, you add enough water to those mixtures to make a mud, and then you slather that mud on the wound. It's remarkable how it works. A lot of people don't realize that you can actually feed a woody plant through the bark, especially through a wounded area where that wounded area is starting to callus and everything. It will absorb trace minerals and nutrients into the tree there, just like it will from the soil, the mycorrhizal fungus and the root hairs in the soil. So it's another reason why we don't like to paint the black pruning paint on there, because it, again, fouls up that situation. But the other thing is, and this is more of a long-term recommendation to you, whatever kind of shade trees and ornamental trees you have, it's very important, for a lot of reasons, not to over-prune, not to prune too much. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were asking me if it was too late to do their tree pruning on the way they said it was, is it too late to thin my trees out? That's really not the right way to think about it. A lot of people think that trees need to be thinned out on an annual basis, and they don't. If a tree didn't have that foliage, if a tree didn't want foliage, it wouldn't grow the foliage. You know, so it is wanting to have whatever you're seen, and then there can be some problems with it. It can be too much on one side and causing an imbalance, both from an aesthetic standpoint and from a physical standpoint. It can, you know, cause some breakage if there's too much weight going one direction or another. So pruning off making a strategic pruning cut to remove a heavy limb here or there might need to be done. If you have crossing limbs, if you have one that's blocking the driveway, if you have one that's too low and blocking stuff, those need to be taken off. That's fine. You know, that's done for your benefit, though, not the trees. For the most part, and this surprises people a little bit, I think, if they haven't heard me or Bob Webster or somebody else talking about it, the low-hanging limbs are important for a tree's health in a lot of cases, and taking them off and lifting a tree too much. You know, a lot of people do that thinking that more light to the grass underneath and all that will help out. You may be doing some damage to the tree. You may be stressing the tree. In fact, one of his arborist friends was telling him that I totally agree with and came up yesterday, was that when you trim a tree up too high, there is more chance of that tree getting blown over or broken at the base by heavy windstorms. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll be back right after this, so don't go away.
Top shelf organic products are now available at all HEB stores. They're crafted from the finest locally sourced materials and are ideal for your gardens, landscape, vegetables, herbs, raised beds, perennials, roses, palms, succulents, and more. Purchase New Earth top shelf organic products today at HEB stores and other fine retailers. For more information or to find a store near you, go to topshelforganic.com. That's topshelforganic.com.
Did you know that two of the top five most prescribed drugs in this country are for digestive disorders? It's a fact. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist. One of the questions I'm most frequently asked is how to relieve and eliminate digestive discomfort. Many people don't realize that indigestion, heartburn, bloating, or gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics exclusive formula delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of your discomfort, relieving uncomfortable symptoms. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for healthy digestion and overall good health because it's backed by 25 years of research. This exclusive formula improves digestive pH and helps you regain bacterial balance by correcting the root cause of digestive issues. I encourage you to discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Azomite is a naturally occurring organic soil amendment for improving root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azomite is easy to blend with other fertilizers to create a complete soil feeding program. Add Azomite on your garden, lawn, ornamentals, and trees from planting to maturity. It comes in a variety of grades. Azomite can also be added to animal feed for chickens, livestock, or horses. Order Azomite by calling Mike at 301-219-7540 or going to azomite.com/results. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area.
Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer? Or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides? The compaction of soil? And grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, the birds beat me back. Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. The other thing I wanted to talk about on pruning is that you hear most of us in this business don't recommend topping trees in any shape, form, or fashion. There are still some tree companies out there. I wouldn't call them arborist or tree care companies that do top trees. And there's still some homeowners, I guess, that think that's a good idea, and they call and ask people to do it, and the people in the business, you know, take the business and do the work. But nothing can be done that's uglier or hurts the tree more than that. If you've got a tree that's getting out too wide and too broad, and you think it's shading too much, it would be a much better thing to take the tree completely out and put in more ornamental, smaller size trees. The tree that's butchered the most is crepe myrtle, and we don't recommend that. There's a huge misconception that that helps the flowering and the health of the tree, and it does just the opposite. It makes the flower production weaker, sets up places for insect and diseases to get in. It causes stress in the plant and, you know, does all kinds of bad things, so don't top the crepe myrtles. Equally as important, or maybe more important, to crepe myrtles is to get them at the right height. Almost, it's just a huge percentage of crepe myrtle trees, and a lot of them look good, and this is what fools people. They look like they're doing pretty well, are too deep in the ground. And a lot of them are too deep in the ground by a long shot. So crepe myrtles as much, or maybe in some cases, in some ways, more importantly than any other tree, need to have the flare exposed. The crepe myrtle has a beautiful flare, really pretty, and it turns into an apron. I mean, you can literally walk up to a properly planted crepe myrtle that's at the right height and stand on the flare and the apron on it. It's a beautiful part of the tree. And if it's exposed properly, you're not going to have the scale and the aphids and the powdery mildew and all the other things that people, you know, have trouble with crepe myrtles on anywhere near as much. You might occasionally, if it's a variety that's got a built-in weakness or something like that, but for the most part, you're going to probably eliminate 90% of the problems that you have with crepe myrtle. We were talking to some people yesterday at my appearance about orchards and fruit trees and everything. And I was telling one of the people that I was discussing this issue with that whenever I am asked about troubles with fruit trees and I get a chance to see photographs or the trees in person, it's pretty close to 100% of the time that the trees are too deep in the ground by a lot. And that happens. It happens in, from the very beginning of propagation of the trees through the handling at the growing operation to the through the nursery and into the hands of the homeowner or the farmer. The propagation is done too deep in the container once they're stepped up into either plastic containers or they're balled in burlap, they end up being too deep in the container. So when the nursery gets them, sometimes they'll put a little balled in burlap plant into another container. I've had several of these exact situations with my own trees I've planted. I've bought trees, a little dwarf Japanese maple. We include that in my tree care talks, and it's in one of the chapters that we our online school showing this dwarf Japanese maple that I bought myself and planted. And when I took it out of the container it was in, the plastic container, I found that underneath mulch and soil was a bald and burlapped tree. Well, I took the bald and burlap off of the top of the little Japanese maple, and not only did I get rid of the burlap on the top, I discovered then that under the burlap, which had been under mulch and soil, I found 3 inches of excess soil on top of the true ball of the little dwarf Japanese maple. And of course we removed it all and planted it. And it's like I said, it's in one of the chapters in our online class. I usually have it worked into my presentations when I talk about trees too, because it's a good little story because it's so common. It's not unusual for that to happen at all. So whatever you're buying at the store, and it's not always, in fact, usually it's not the garden center's fault. Most cases, the garden center has purchased a tree from a growing operation, and it is in a problem too deep of a situation when they get it. Now, the garden center can make it worse in some cases by putting more bark on it or whatever. But some of the garden centers, and one of them that we'll be making a personal appearance at sometime soon, is doing a great job of taking the trees from the grower and taking the burlap off, getting the bark mulch off, getting the excess soil off, getting the true top of the ball exposed, in other words, and the flare, so that the homeowner can see that and know that it needs to be planted so that that is above the ground grade. It's the most important thing you can do on planting a tree. Well, I guess maybe the proper selection of an adapted tree may be more important, but then the physical planting, the planting it at the right height, is absolutely the most important part. We'll talk more about that as we have time. Telephone number is 866-444-3478, and we'll be back right after this.